The problem with bean in Mexico, common bean, is that the yield is always low. In general, we have this type of yields, 500 to 1,000 kilograms per hectare. And well, the cause of this low yield is due to environment and management factors. One management factor is the plant population density is always low in Mexico. The problem with the density, plant density, are from 150,000 to 200,000 plants per hectare. And low density is present around all the crop production areas due principally to technical problems that farmers have. And the principal technical problems are that the lack of appropriate machinery for sowing high plant population densities or narrow rows, and the lack of machinery for all further agriculture activities. Sometimes farmers in Mexico, they sow by hand all the crops, the bean crops. Then the objectives of this experiment was to evaluate the effect of high plant population densities on the growth of common bean type 1, and to evaluate if high common plant population densities can be used for high yields. Well, I used from 500,000 to 2 million plants per hectare. The variety was Biomex type 1, and the plants were sown in pods 16 centimeters of diameter and 50 centimeters high, one plant for the 500,000 per density, and two plants for the 1 million, three plants for the 1,500,000, and four plants for each pod for the 2 million plants. Each plant was fertilized with the same amount of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium for each plant, well, each farm. So nutrient competition among plants was avoided. All pots were watered with enough water through the plant cycle, and then the water competition was also avoided. Pots were arranged into blocks for each density. There was only competition for light. The one pot was used as experiment unit. This is how the experiment was done. This is the 500,000 plants per hectare and the 2 million plants per hectare. This is how it was. The floor. This is the experiment. The measurements were leaf area per plant, leaf area index, dry weight for the whole plant, the dry weight for leaves, stems, branches, and pods, the yield per plant and per hectare, the harvest index. As you can see, the plant density that I used were so high. But the leaf area per plant, as expected, was started to reduce from the low density to the highest density. And as expected, the leaf area index increased to reach around a value of 30. From six, a little more than six, to 13. The total weight per plant, this result was not so well. I didn't expect this result. I mean, from 500 million plants to 500,000 plants to 1 million, there still was room for the increase of the total weight of the plant, and from this data it reduces. The straw weight was the part that increased up to 1 million plants per hectare, and from that point it reduced. The grain weight per plant, as we expected, was the highest at the low plant density, and it reduced up to around less than 2 grams per plant to the 2 million plant density. As you can see, for the last densities, the 1,500,000 and 2 million plants, there were no differences for the weight per hectare. And also the straw was high, and there were no differences for the high plant densities. And the yield was highest at for the 1,500,000 plants per square, per hectare. The harvest index was not so clear, but well, it had to be higher for the 500,000 plants per hectare, as we expected. But for the 1 million, it was a slight reduction, but it was the same for all the high plant densities. High plant population densities reduce plant efficiency. As plant population density increases, population of straw and grain per plant reduces. Maximum yield for Biomex was measured for the 1,500,000 plants per hectare density. Yield was high just because the simple arithmetic sum of each plant, grain production for this plant density. The high leaf area index, 6.3 to 13.4, increased the accumulation of dry matter for both straw and grain over the area covered by the plants. The life was harvested for this high leaf area indexes. Also, the efficiency per plant was reduced. Then it is possible to harvest high yields, 4.5 tons per hectare, using high plant population density if water and nutrients are not a problem. And new machines and techniques must be designed in order to use these high plant population densities.